I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time now for Gina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. With low rates on home equity loans, as low as 3.4%. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in gossip, Dina?
All right, well, we start off by saying goodbye to some celebrities in Hollywood. Beth Chapman, the wife of Dwayne Dog Chapman. And yeah. The co-star of Dog the Bounty Hunter passed away yesterday.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. God, we were pulling for her.
Just 51 years old. And it was a lengthy battle with cancer. And a dog had tweeted of his wife of 10 years, you know, it's 5:32 in Hawaii. This is the time she'd wake up to go hike Cocoa Head Mountain. Only today she hiked the Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, man.
So sad. And we also say goodbye to Max Wright, who had so many amazing roles in Hollywood. But the one he'd be most remembered for is playing Willie Tanner on Alf. We all loved him in that. I know it was a silly sitcom.
The dad?
Yeah. He's the dad, Willie, on Alf.
Oh, my gosh.
What a fun role that had
to
be, though.
That.
You know, talking to a puppet the whole day.
It's crazy to know that, you know, he did all that jazz, Buffalo Bill, Cheers, but we all loved him as Willie Tanner and Alf. So he passed away after losing his battle with cancer. He'd been in remission for many, many years, but he did live a very good life with his family. And so we say goodbye to these two celebrities.
DinaStirt.com.
We now know what happened between Real Housewives of Orange County stars Gina and Matthew Kirchheider. According to The Blast, Matt showed up at Gina's house and he'd kind of gone off the handle after she'd come back after a late night out and started hitting her and choking her while her kids were in the house.
Wow.
So she ran out screaming to the neighbors. He was arrested, but then he contacted her after the arrest, blaming her for getting him arrested. I kind of think you should blame your own actions, but what do I know? Fortunately, she was able to get that temporary restraining order against Matt, and he's got to stay 100 yards away from her and her kids until they have a hearing next month.
Do we have any positive gossip coming up?
Yes, it's coming up.
Okay.
Ready? Okay.
I need something now after those stories.
Serena Williams, with her 23 Grand Slam titles, 14 Grand Slam doubles titles, 4 Olympic gold medals, now has a Wheaties box cover to call her own.
Okay, that's positive. It's healthy.
Isn't that great?
Serena's, I don't know if I've ever eaten Wheaties.
I don't think I have either. I mean, I know.
But you will now.
I have
on the box.
A Wheaties box at home. Well, I should say my husband does. I think it's got a Patriots player on it or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's the only way they sell boxes, by putting famous people and making them collectibles.
They've been doing it since 1934.
Nobody really eats them.
Just collectibles.
And a waiter at New York City restaurant must have provided great service to Drew Carey, because when the Price is Right host got his $200 bill, he left a $500 tip.
Nice.
Not $500 total, a $500 tip.
That Price
on
is
the
Right.
$200 bill. Oh, yeah. The waiter was left speechless by Drew's generosity, but I guess when the service is right, the tip is right.
He took it back, though, because the guy bid $501.
I went over.
He overbid the tip as his guest.
I would hope
he lost it all.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Great rates on home equity loans, as low as 3.4% APR. For details, pvcu.org. So what's up in Dirt, Dina?
All right, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, they got engaged in February, and people are like, so when are you going to get married? According to People, they plan to marry before the end of the year. And a source said that they're using a planner to finalize all these details. She's letting Orlando be a little bit involved, but mostly they're working with the wedding planner, and they're not really stressed out because they want to keep it kind of small and intimate, you know, having been married before. It's just, you know, kind of like a family and friends thing.
I hope Orlando's involved. The whole point of him showing?
Just show up.
Show it up.
Tux, good enough.
DinaStirt.com.
Britney Spears' dad, Jamie Spears, filed a lawsuit on behalf of Britney's conservatorship, calling out the creator of her popular Absolute Britney blog and social media accounts. According to TMZ, Jamie's accusing Anthony Elia of defamation, saying he falsely accused Jamie and Britney's team of using her social media to negatively portray her and do her harm. And according to the lawsuit, this guy's proof and evidence is only his gut feeling. And he notes that, though. He says that he's going off his gut feeling. But according to Jamie, this has proved to be dangerous because now people are making death threats against Jamie and her team. And this is when the police get involved, you know. That's when you have to say, come on, you've got to stop this business now. Nice to know her fans love her, but you got to know when to slow down.
Know your gut.
DinaStirk.com.
Congratulations to Strahan and Sarah Coanker, Sarah Haynes. She just welcomed her third child, Caleb Joseph. He's her second son, named after grandpa and brother.
I like that name, Caleb.
Caleb,
always
cool
have.
Name.
Yeah.
Yep, so joins older siblings Sandra and Alec.
Nice.
DinaStirk.com.
And Havana singer Camila Cabello and her boyfriend of over a year, Matthew Hussey, have called it quits.
Aw.
Friends are saying, you know, relationship ran its course, breakup was mutual, but some are questioning the timing, considering that Camila and Shawn Mendes just released a very steamy video for this song.
Why is that always the reason?
It's always the next person you work with.
They're just
with.
Acting.
What happens?
It was steamy, though.
You'll get through it. You'll get through the rumors, and they'll come out fine on the other side. And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Dina's Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can make home improvements. They got great home equity loan rates as low as 3.4%. Visit pvcu.org for details. So what's up?
All right. Well, one Pink fan had a very exciting time at her recent Liverpool concert. And this was all before Pink even took the stage. According to Billboard, a 32-year-old woman named Denise Jones gave birth at Pink's show.
So no, get out.
She was waiting for the concert to start, and Denise started having contractions, so she managed to work her way through the crowd to the medics on the other side of the stadium. But by the time she got to the doctor, she was in heavy labor. And then she was moved to the first aid room where she gave birth so fast she didn't even have time for pain.
Was she like due then, I wonder? I mean,
I don't know.
She wasn't expecting it that early?
Did she get free Pink t-shirts? Like, usually it's boil water and get towels. Like, get some clean t-shirts over here.
Well, what's sad is she missed the show. But she did name the baby after Pink. Instead of her naming the baby Dolly Louise like she had planned, she decided to go with Dolly Pink.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she named it Soundcheck.
Soundcheck.
That was about the time, right?
Well, I hope she gets tickets to another show so she can catch it and a babysitter.
So.
DinaStirk.com.
Emma Stone's recovering from a bad injury, but the story about how she injured herself isn't quite clear. So one source told People that Emma hurt her shoulder after slipping on a floor at home. But previously, The Sun reported she did it at the Spice Girls concert. They're quoting a source who said that she fell off of someone's shoulders while she was partying and broke her shoulder that way. But regardless of how she did it, a little bit of concern about how this is going to affect the production of Disney's live-action movie Cruella, the 101 Dalmatians prequel. That's supposed to start production next month. Mm. Yeah, and she's supposed to be in a sling for 2 months, we hear.
Uh-oh.
So who knows what's going to happen.
DinaStirk.com.
Dwayne Dog Chapman and Beth Chapman had been taping episodes of their show Dogs Most Wanted for months now before Beth ended up in the hospital last weekend. And according to TMZ, they had to stop production when Beth went into the hospital. And now with her death, Dog has some decisions to make about the show. There could be an option to use footage of Beth to create an ending to the season, or they could film more with Dwayne and his family. But after they have time to mourn Beth's passing. Beth passed away yesterday from cancer at the age of 51.
DinaStirk.com.
Being a superhero is not easy. I know you know, Lopez.
It's tough. Tough work.
Yeah, just ask Tom Holland. While working on the set of Spider-Man, Tom had to find ways to keep himself fed and watered without taking off his Spidey suit.
What is he, a plant?
You don't need food and water?
You're talking about like 12 hours on the set, but according to Tom, there's this like, you know, the eye comes off on his mask, so he would like put a squeezy tube down to his mouth so he could drink. And then as for food, he would push the mask forward. He says he could squeeze stuff up there like a Kit Kat, but that wasn't his biggest concern. He said just being straight headed tone Lycra. This is his biggest concern. What would you think it would be, right? Bathroom, maybe? No.
Yeah.
For him, I can't even use my phone. And I'm 23.
Oh,
I like
tough.
To use my phone a lot.
Yeah.
So he's been getting good at liking pictures with his nose, he said.
I can relate to the tube drinking because I do that at Patriots games.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
With beer.
And if you keep shoving food up into the mask, it might just stay there for a while. You know,
like
this little like layer of it you can
that's
lick
nasty.
Anytime you're working.
Well, I hope Thor and Superman realize just how lucky they are to not have the same issues. We call these hashtag superhero problems. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports at DinaStirk.com with 94.7 WMAS.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.